This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association predict an increase of visitors in 2024. An influx of visitors for a crop over 2024 predicted following promotions in Miami and New York. The DLP's general secretary says the party's moving in the right direction following recent internal elections. Former magistrate and ombudsman Valton Ben passes, and U.S. President Joe Biden says they will stand with Israel as Hamas attacks intensify. With the details, I'm Michelle Spencer. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association says the additional activities added to the 2024 calendar will attract more visitors to the island. Chief Executive Officer of the BHTA, Ryan Ford, gave his predictions based on the list of activities planned beyond June next year.
We are supposed to host so many games for the Cricket World Cup in June, and then also seeing more festivals and events and activities going on. That is added tourism numbers on top of the usual transient, which is more like the families or the individuals coming to experience the island. And then, of course, adding on to groups with the MICE market, with the corporate side of things.
He hopes the association can also expand their offerings.
The continuous upward movement of or trends of those numbers is a good sign for Barbados. Obviously, we will continue to expand into new markets as well as into new types of tourism or tourism segments, I should say, diversifying our offering, diversifying our marketing and our clients, and then also diversifying our product here on the ground so that the experience is a full 360, 12 months of the year.
President of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Ryan Ford. Barbados soca artists are expecting an influx of visitors for next year's Cropover Festival based on the response received during a two-city promotional tour organized by the National Cultural Foundation with support from the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated. Artists Peter Ram and Edwin Yearwood were among the contingent that included, at some stages, dancers and a tuck band. They performed during last month's West Indian Day Parade and Carnival in Brooklyn, New York, and the just-ended Miami Carnival in Florida.
And New, same as New York, you know. We did it in New York. It was a well, you know, promotion thing. Shoot with the team. You know, you got large off the team. You got big up the NCF, you know, BTMI. You got large off everybody. It was well executed, you know what I mean?
I think all in all, what is going to happen and what we can look forward to is a really bumper 2024 for a whole season. I think people are excited. There are a lot of people who have commented to me saying that they have not left the United States since they've gotten there, and they're looking forward to come home. And there are a lot of people who said that they can't wait to visit Barbados for the first time. So I think all in all, it was a success.
For real.
The artists also highlighted the level of exposure they benefited from.
Well, we did Tipsy. You know, Tipsy is a real big promotional thing across the board. All over you got Tipsy. You know, it was real beautiful, you know what I mean, to see the artists come on stage and represent in such a big audience, along with On the Road with Beijing Forever, another Beijing band.
Being on the road with Beijing Forever was an experience. Outside of that, they had the normal Juve and stuff. And again, we would have been exposed to a wide cross-section of nationalities. So there would have been major exposure there. I thought that Barbados really, really well represented.
Yep.
And it was awesome to be a part of that.
You know, for real, it was a beautiful experience. Hats off,
the
NCF
DMI,
and the NCF.
For real.
Bajan soca artists Edwin Yearwood and Peter Ram. General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, Steve Blackett, believes the party is heading in the right direction following the recent elections of two major sections of the party. On Saturday, the DLP held its elections for the Young Democrats and the Democratic League of Women, which are now headed by Tyra Trotman and Melissa Savory-Gittens. Mr. Blackett tells Starcom Network News the young people are given more opportunities within the party.
Over the weekend, we had two important internal elections following on from our internal elections over the annual conference period. We elected two of our important organs, that is the Democratic League of Women and the Young Democrats. And we elected out of the Democratic League of Women, we elected really Melissa Savory-Gittens as our chairperson, the Young Democrats. and Tyra Trotman, the attorney at law. She has emerged as the chairperson of that organ. Organs are now properly constituted, and we are settling down and getting ready for a good year. These members that are sitting on the executive of the Young Democrats are young, vibrant professionals, full of enterprise and ready.
General Secretary of the DLP, Steve Blackett. The former Barbados Ombudsman, Valton Benn, has died. Mr. Benn served as a magistrate in the courts for many years before being appointed Ombudsman, a post from which he subsequently retired. While serving on the bench, he had earned a reputation as one of the most no-nonsense magistrates. 21 participants in disaster management and other stakeholders across the region are now better equipped to track environmental changes in almost real time, evaluate climatic threats, and rapidly respond to disasters. This after they received certificates having participated in the year-long geospatial capacity building program, which was a joint initiative facilitated by the Caribbean Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology and Columbia-based Severe Amazonia. Project coordinator Graham Niles spoke to the purpose behind the training.
The Survey Amazonia Group, they are doing some work in the region, and that work has to do with the use of geospatial technology, and they're focusing on two things specifically. One would be the preservation and management monitoring of mangroves, because mangroves, as you will appreciate, they are pretty much endangered. They're kind of a threat, particularly to the onslaught of climate change and other factors, other man-made type of issues. So that's one aspect. The other aspect has to do with the management of hydrometeorological events. So as you will well appreciate, in us small island developing states, we are pretty much at risk for things like flooding and the aftermath of very intense hydrometeorological episodes. So that could be either flooding or things like landslides and all these other factors.
Meteorologist Tia Brown, who participated in the event, highlighted how the department will benefit from the training.
Right, so basically with my office, with us being the national lead on weather forecasting and also issuing watches and warnings, the training provides us with the tools to produce stuff like flood mapping, which is a very important tool, not only for our systems, but also for the public and for a lot of different agencies. So we gained a lot of experience in the different software and different platforms that we can use and how we can incorporate them into our system to provide a product for the public.
Meteorologist Tia Brown. A resident of Yearwood Road, Black Rock, St. Michael, believes a recent robbery in the neighborhood will force other residents to take additional security measures to keep themselves safe. This follows an incident in the area where two masked men approached Osita's Variety Bar and Barbecue and stripped a man who works at the shop of his belongings. Some residents reported feeling uneasy after the incident. While noting that some may be fearful going forward, he believes the incident will put the entire community on alert.
These incidents, it will make you more aware of your surroundings, because I used to always say, well, I married them, calling them, you open to 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and you know, you can always go, there's convenience, but still convenience, you gotta bring safety. It puts you more alert. So even people who would probably be out here just got the doors open up working from inside, because maybe outside hot, you know, so it will not make you more aware to probably install some burglar bars or keep your doors closed, because you know, it's that time of the year, you got shows coming up, Christmas coming up, yeah. Youngsters gonna be, they're gonna be looking for extra cash, extra funds. So just is making it real.
A resident of Yearwood Road, Black Rock, St. Michael. A regional legal luminary is raising questions on whether due process was followed when Cricket West Indies President Dr. Kishore Shallow wrote a strongly worded letter to Barbados Cricket Association President and CWI Director Conde Riley over his performance as a director. Senior counsel Anthony Astafan of Dominica weighed in on the matter on VOB's Mason and Guest program yesterday.
I accept the letter does not state that Conde breached the code of ethics, but that doesn't mean that the substance of what was being alleged against him did not or would not have constituted a breach of the code of ethics. That's one of the questions I said should be asked. But more importantly, if it is being alleged and the letter says that he breaches fiduciary duty as a CW director, how was that conclusion reached? Who made that conclusion? Was it a decision of the board? Was it by a resolution? Was not the response you got breach, meaning a statement of fact that he in fact breaches fiduciary duty? How was that arrived at?
Senior Counsel Anthony Astafan and President Joe Biden has condemned the Hamas militant group's bloody attacks on Israel that took place over the weekend, calling them an act of sheer evil and forcefully declaring that we will stand with Israel. Mr. Biden, in a televised address yesterday, compared the assault on Israel by Hamas as one of the worst rampages of the Islamic State and denounced the brutality and bloodthirstiness of the group. He revealed that at least 14 Americans are among more than 900 people killed in Israel, and American citizens are also among those being held captive by Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip. And recapping the headlines, the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association predict an increase of visitors in 2024. The DLP's General Secretary says party moving in the right direction following recent internal elections. Former Magistrate and Ombudsman Valton Ben passes, and the U.S. President Joe Biden says they will stand with Israel as Hamas attacks intensify. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.